As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And good morning. I'm John Tucker. Markets are lower this morning. Let's go over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's morning call. And here's Bill Maloney.
Good morning, John. U.S. futures remain under pressure today amid global stock weakness. Dow futures currently lower by 58 points. S&P futures dropped 6.5, and Nasdaq futures declined by 20. The U.S. 10 yield at 1.63%, and gold futures gain 11. The Nikkei fell 3.5% overnight. Shanghai slumped 3.2%. While main European markets are also lower, Italy drops 2.3%, and the sterling slides to an 8-week low against the dollar. In U.S. deal news, Symantec to buy security firm Bluecoat for $4.65 billion. And in other news, the Nikkei reported iPhone sales said to fall for the first time in 2016, cites person at a major supplier. Also, Valiant CEO bought 4.9 million shares at a price of $24.48. Finally, some of your Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. Baidu cut to neutral versus buy over at Citigroup. Agios Pharma raised to overweight at J.P. Morgan. Endo International raised to neutral at Mizuho. At Morgan Stanley, Contra Resources raised to overweight, and Occidental cut to equal weight. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. John?
All right, thanks, Bill. And thanks. We'll hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg. To hear that, type Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. And that is a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm John Tucker. Tom and...
John Tucker, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. Bloomberg surveillance this morning. With extra data checks brought to you by Invesco. Don't settle for average in your portfolio. To Invesco, the right approach means investing with high conviction. Find out more at Invesco.com/high conviction. We have a high conviction every once in a while, just once in a while. We want to talk to somebody who actually runs money. Jack McIntyre joins us. Venerably, with venerable Brandywine as well on Global Fixed Income. Jack, did you get through the weekend?
It wasn't easy. I didn't sleep very well, but yeah, I guess I did make it through.
What's interesting to me is you and I remember the sweat of 1998. There was a difference. There was an immediacy. That's really not now, and yet the carnage for institutional money looking for longer duration is what do they do? What do you do in a meeting at 9 a.m. with global yields where they are?
Well, you know, so a couple of things. One is that you can't necessarily just look at sort of the nominal yields. I mean, you've got to think, okay, what's underlying that? You've got to, you know, fixed income can serve the purpose of sort of portfolio insurance. You know, we're not finding huge value in treasuries. We've been reducing our exposure, but we haven't gotten out of them. I still think in this world, there's some, you know, you follow the capital, and the capital we think is going to move to where there's actually positive yields, and that's a bias towards more of the emerging markets with the realization, hey, there's going to be some volatility around that. So, you know, you could almost make, I think it's a little bit of the opposite of the late 90s where, hey, maybe there's actually some value in some of the emerging sovereign bonds.
How long does that last? All the money comes in and it goes away.
Well, that's a good point because that's the kind of world we're living in. We're just sort of awash in capital. There's probably, you know, the Larry Summers argument, too much savings. So I think we're at early in that process. I mean, EM has lagged for years now. This is not a short-term development. You know, it's not just going to be a one- or two-quarter event. I think it's going to, you know, maybe last for the next couple of years.
Well, what does this imply? Does it imply that the central banks are doing too much?
Well, okay, so – I think we are approaching the limitations of monetary policy. So, you know, this is I view this as, okay, hey, what's going on today? The seeds were planted decades ago. It's this secular disinflationary trend. You know, that's the globalization, technology, demographics, too much debt, all that kind of stuff. We're using a, you know, central banks are using a cyclical policy to address this secular trend. They've admitted to it as well that, you know, they're facing the limitations. We need something else. That something else, I think it has to come from the fiscal side of things. And until that happens, I still think there's probably going to be some value in high-quality bonds as well as
right.
those emerging markets.
Where's the actuarial assumption now for long-term money? You and I are old enough to remember the glories of 8%.
Yes.
Not that anybody ever got the double-digit stupidity, but the migration from 8% down to an assumption of 6% return was long and painful.
Yes.
I have no clue where that number is right now. Do you?
I'm not sure it's actually even at 6%. I think, and that's a problem that, you know, a lot of pension funds are still holding on to. Maybe they ratcheted from 8 to 7, but we've got to go through a continuation of that. The risk is that in trying to reach that return objective, they've got to take on more risk, credit risk. They've got to extend out the curve. So as long as we're in a risk neutral, risk-seeking environment, that's going to happen. But if we go to risk off, and you know, the last couple of days, we've certainly seen that. That's going to result in loss as opposed to meeting that actuarial assumption.
Are dividends a proxy for yield?
So I'm from a bond standpoint, so I'm going to give you a little bit of pushback because I think, you know, they certainly can be, but, you know, if we hit that risk-off environment, don't look for the underlying equities to provide that sort of flight to quality. That's why I do think you need a barbelled approach. You need some high-quality mm-hmm. duration in the portfolio, you know, in case, hey, we do go into some kind of recession in the U.S. or globally.
Is it a concern the Phillies are 10 games back? This will be the season.
It's easy to get tickets to their games.
Very good. Well, Jack, thank you so much. Jack McIntyre, Philadelphia, Brandywine Global Fixed.
I know exactly
income.
What he's talking about.
Income.
For years, you could go to the Mets cheap.
Yeah.
Now they're really good, and I can't afford a ticket.
Yeah, well, that was great. Jack McIntyre has been running money. And, there, you know, folks, I love to talk to strategists, the sell side, and, you know, the international relations guys we speak to talk to people actually with a blotter on their desk and a pencil in their hand, and they come in the morning and they look at outflows, and then they look at where they are. Can be refreshing.
Yeah.
Mr. McIntyre again with Brandywine, affiliated with Philadelphia. Did you the Philadelphia Phillies? I mean, thank God for the Atlanta Braves playing 290 ball.
Both teams are sort of, you know, giving it up as they try to work young players into the lineup. So no surprise there.
Hockey's
and the
over.
Mets in the East.
Should I just roll from the Penguins to the Pirates? Is that a sound strategy?
Pirates are playing well.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance. Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Coming up, the With All Due Respect highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.